Broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for FinTech South 2018. Brought to you by PPRO, taking the complexity out of payments. Now, here are your hosts.
And we are back from FinTech South 2018, broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Lee, is this your first trip to the stadium, or have you come and you've seen some sports things
as
well?
Yeah, I saw the Atlanta United play last season. It was a lot of fun. It's a beautiful venue here, as it is today. It's amazing how they can kind of transform it into whatever they need it to be.
Well, I'm sure you had a good time, but I don't believe it could possibly hold a candle to a John Adams War of Tech interview. I think it would pale in comparison.
This is what the people have come to see.
This is why they're here, don't you think? Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Chief Executive Officer with War of Tech, Mr. John Adams. How are you, man?
I am well. I am well. It's a great day, and it's an incredible event and venue.
So what brings you to FinTech South this year?
Well, we've really wanted to get involved with TAG and experience the connectivity, the activities that go on here. And, you know, so this event, which plays very, very strong into the vertical markets that we work with, it just made too much sense for us not to participate.
So now let's talk about War of Tech. How are you serving folks?
War of Tech is a cybersecurity company. We focus in a specialty called application security, and we work in key vertical markets such as banking, payment processors, healthcare, and a number of others. So this is the perfect venue for us.
Yeah, you can just kind of walk the alley here, Innovation Alley, and see a lot of prospects for your services, I would imagine.
Exactly.
Now, how do you attack an event like this? Are you speaking? Or are you
He's
coming
to
exhibit?
He's on the radio. He does this. He drops the mic. He goes to the house. He's done.
Calls it a day at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, phone it in the rest of the day, right, guys? No, sincerely, I am on a panel later today, and that's how we like to approach it. Events like this, yes, you exhibit, you participate, but at the same time, we very much want to position ourselves as thought leaders in the space and also give back to our customers and to the market as a whole. So participation in panels and speaking events and educational set events are where we really like to focus.
So now from a cybersecurity standpoint, how are we doing as a state, as a city? Is Atlanta participating in the cybersecurity wars?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, obviously there's been high profile breaches relative to cybersecurity here in Atlanta. But at the same time, you know, I see Atlanta as one of the more progressive markets in the U.S. I see a high degree of receptiveness to new technologies and new approaches to security. And you take that coupled with how many very successful companies have originated here in Atlanta. Atlanta's a great market. I would rank it up as one of the top in the U.S., if not in the world.
So now when you say top, is that in terms of the talent, the relationships, the business, the collaboration? What are some of the attributes of Atlanta?
I think it's a combination of things. You know, definitely the business environment for cybersecurity. As I said, there's been a number of great organizations that have originated from the Atlanta market. There's very good collaboration with business. And the level of receptiveness is very robust as well. And lastly, you know, you made a comment about talent. I'm seeing a very strong talent pool here in Atlanta. You know, War of Tech originates in Dublin, Ireland, and we have all of our research and development over there. And there's a pretty good talent pool, but I will tell you, there's a very robust talent pool here in Atlanta.
Now, I heard something about Augusta being a hub for cybersecurity. Is that coming about?
Absolutely. With the Cyber Command and the presence there, yes, it's it will definitely be a major hub in the U.S. And between that and the activities with the university and everything, and pulling talent, if you will, you know, to the periphery outside of Atlanta, yeah, you're starting to see a lot of progress.
Now, how does something like that impact a company like yours, even though you know, your Augusta's a little ways away, but it's still just kind of is going to be a center of influence.
Well, you said it precisely. It will be a center of influence. And given the close proximity to Atlanta, you can't help but have the best practices, the innovation, and a number of the policies, procedures, protocols, and everything bleed over into the Atlanta market. And conversely, Atlanta has the opportunity to really step into the Augusta market with a variety of groups and inject technologies as well. So it's a very good collaborative effort as I see it.
Now, how do you attack a show like FinTech South? Are you going to walk the aisles? Are you going to just listen to some of the speakers? How are you going to approach this day?
Really all of the above. Listening to the speakers and getting different perspectives, the variety of individuals and companies that are here. I do like to walk the floors to see what other companies are doing, their approaches, and everything else. And truth be told, wandering around and just talking to people and getting to hear their stories and their business issues and their challenges. So a combination of everything.
Now, how have you seen the fintech world evolve over the years?
It's a great question. I think it's become more and more visible. You know, people don't realize that, 70% of all card transactions in some way, shape, or form touch the Atlanta market. That's a staggering statistic when you really realize what that means from a numeric or...
That's incredible. I heard that statistic earlier today, I thought, and but now two or three people are saying it, so I guess it's true.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It is. It really is. It's mind-boggling. And being with an international company such as Waratech, when you tell people that right here in our backyard, 70% of all transactions touch someone in Atlanta, people are very surprised. So I've seen fintech evolve from just a handful of, you know, progressive tech companies to this has really become an ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where you have great technologies and innovation that are taking place. You have the collegiate influence as well with Georgia Tech and others. And then you have a lot of enterprises now are relying and looking to these Atlanta companies to help support their efforts. It really is starting to migrate from Silicon Valley here to Atlanta, which is very interesting. And you're starting to see more investment as well.
Right. And the cost of living is so much lower. So it's pretty attractive.
It's very attractive. It's very easy to attract good talent to Atlanta. It's a great quality of life, cost of living. You can still, with our airport, get to where you need to be, short order. So, yes, it's a great environment.
And from a city and state standpoint, the diversity of the economy here it makes a pretty stable kind of economy for the state.
Yeah, absolutely. You see a lot of people that, you know, as we look for talent in our organization, you have some people that have worked for some of the big companies here in Atlanta and want to get into more of a entrepreneurial type of tech startup or early stage companies such as ours. Then you see others that have done well in the early stage in the startups, and now they want to go back into the big enterprises, and it affords people the opportunity to do so, not just from a size perspective, but from the diversity between fintech and healthcare and you know, manufacturing and all logistics, all of the other business opportunities that are here.
So now, how do you stay ahead of the bad guys in the world of cybersecurity? It seems like they're getting a lot of wins on the board.
Yeah, well, that is the challenge, and every company faces it. I look at, for example, when, you know, whether it's an Oracle or a Microsoft, they put out what's called their critical patch updates, right? And these are security patches to fix known flaws in their software that your typical, you know, hackers go after. Literally, within 2 to 3 days after those patches have been released for companies to apply, the bad guys have already figured out how to use them, where organizations are vulnerable, and they mount their attacks. So I think the key is a couple things. Number one, you've got to stay as current and all of your security protocols as possible. You just can't sleep. The second thing is you've got to really look at multiple layers of protection, multiple layers of technologies. And you also have to try to incorporate security into all aspects of your development. Because let's face it, right now, typically software, when it's built for functionality. It's not built for security.
Right.
And we're starting to see a change in mindset out there where people are saying, okay, how do we put security into the products we're developing?
All right, and there's the human factor in this too, right? So you could provide me with the best software in the world, and if I don't handle some things right, I could still screw it up, right?
No, that's exactly right. It's exactly right. I gave a talk, last week to a Rotary Club, and I was talking to them about the things that you can do that are very simple, about, you know, changing your passwords and doing, not having the same password for everything, because, you know, that's one of the key ways that people can get in. So, yeah, we've got to do our part as well. Technology will only get you part of the way.
Yeah.
So now, from a breach standpoint, are breaches happening because people are hacking in, or is it because a human has given up some information?
It's a combination. It's a combination of the two. There's so many ways that you can break into an organization now. And as we are becoming more and more of a digital society, those ways are only going to increase. But on the flip side, you also see where people do things that either they unintentionally or did to allow someone in, or occasionally you'll see where people actually participate in the process. Mm-hmm. It's a combination.
So if somebody wanted to learn more about WarAttack, what's the website coordinates to reach you?
www.warattech.com.
What a marvelous time and important time for the folks like you who are doing the work that you're doing. I mean, this is critical. This is really important work. You must really find it rewarding.
It is. You know, I left, I grew another company here in Atlanta on the physical security side and was approached.
You're very security minded, aren't you, John?
I am.
That's probably all he thinks about, would be my guess.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You built this other organization earlier.
Yeah, physical security company. But listening to my customers, they were telling us, you know, our greatest threat is no longer physical, it's information and cyber security. And when you hear Warren Buffett coming out in Davos and saying that the single greatest risk to mankind is cybersecurity, you know, you stand up and pay attention. And so it is a good time. People are realizing that, you know, while information is great, in the wrong hands, it can be devastating. And so it's a great opportunity for companies with innovative technologies to be in the marketplace.
Well, I think we're very blessed to have smart people like you and your team just diligently fighting that war every day for us. Keep up the good work, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All right, one more time. Coordinates, where can folks go to have a conversation with you or someone on your team to learn more about these topics?
Please go to www.warattech.com.
All right, John, thank you so much for coming and hanging with us this morning, man.
Gentlemen, thank you for having me.
All right, we'll be back in a few from FinTech South 2018.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and PPRO. PPRO takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.